Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I appreciate you and our audience and our surroundings for being able to, even though we disagree a lot, appreciate the nuance of the Jonathan Kuminga situation, because there are a ton of national NBA writers who I believe are grabbing clips of Jonathan driving to the hoop last night and going, see, that's why he doesn't play. Don't be a jerk. Don't do that. Don't have this kid go through what has probably been the most difficult professional 3 weeks of his life and get totally put on the shelf. And then when he comes in, I'm not saying he met the moment last night at all, but if he's going to come in and take one bad drive to the hoop and then grab the clip and put it all over social media and go, see, now do you understand why he doesn't play? That's kind of weak. And by the way, that's not why he doesn't play. That's not why he doesn't play. Have you ever heard Steve Kerr come on this show and we're asking him about Jonathan Kuminga, and Steve goes, well, he doesn't play because when he drives the hoop, he sucks.
Right.
No. Jonathan's skill set doesn't pair perfectly with what the Warriors have found as far as a rotation and a lineup that really does work. That's all that's going on here. And so there's just a lot of cherry picking going on, which I get. I get it. It's the playoffs. It's social media. I understand. But don't do that.
No, and you are allowed to do that, but sure. I do think that it's kind of a weak sauce take. And the guy had a 12-day break where he didn't play any basketball other than scrimmaging. And I know he had some great comments yesterday after the game talking about how he stays sharp and stays focused and the rest of it. So his first action after Jimmy gets hurt, they run a screen roll, and he dives to the hoop, and he gets the ball back from Steph, and he goes up with a left hand, and it's a layup, and it's contested, and, well, he barely even got it above the rim. He didn't even get it above the rim, and it was a miss, and it's like, oh, boy, oh, Kuminga. Well, it had been 12 days since he actually played an NBA game, so you got to give the guy, I will anyway, the grace to sure. kind of warm in to the game, and he knocked down a couple of threes. He was 4 of 12, and he was all right. If you want to rank, like, all the Warriors
yeah,
who played...
He was fine.
He was not the best, and he was not the worst.
No, nobody...
He was fine.
Nobody did great.
Right. For the most part, right?
You know what I mean? I'll take Quentin Post's shooting, but Quentin Post also... He gets so cooked on things on the other end of the floor so often. He just gets lured into things. Like, I would love for Quentin... Quentin needs to get a crash course on how to not have a veteran draw a foul on you. It's just every time. And he always has that look on his face like, God damn it. I got God again. Yes, you did. And I get, like, he's a rookie. So, you know, it's going to happen. But, yeah, for me, you can have the opinion. Just don't cherry pick it in that sort of a way. Now, the flip side of it, because I've also heard this today. Some of you Kuminga people, and I'm sorry to call you that, some of you Kuminga people have just, like, you're the most stubborn human beings I've ever met in my life. I don't know Like, some of you came out of yesterday and you're like, see, they're going to need him. They're going to need him no matter if Jimmy plays or not. Where are you getting this thought? Why? What? What is it that you're not understanding? This has been explained to you by the team ad nauseum for 3 weeks. Nothing happened last night that changed it. Nothing. So if you, like, just, again, you're allowed to have your opinion, but good Lord, you're stubborn. Nothing happened last night that says now the Warriors absolutely, they're going to need Kuminga's athleticism in this series. What did you see? What athleticism did he show that changed the basketball game last night?
He got to the basket a handful of times, and he made about half of them, half the layups that he attempted, and he actually made.
And then the other ones went over the backboard.
Well, the one did. Yeah, the one did, yeah. And the one I was referencing, his first shot, which didn't even get above the cylinder. And if you think about all the things that he does well, and if one of them, you'll grant me, just for the conversation, is going to the basket and finishing, Jimmy Butler does that better.
Yep.
So what else does Jonathan do really well that isn't duplicated by either Jimmy Butler or someone else? And the answer is not a thing. There are better passers. There's better three-point shooters. There's better defenders. There's better ISO players, and there's better finishers. So all the things that he does well, if Jimmy is healthy and playing, Jimmy does about 90% of those things, and that's why he's not been in the rotation. Now, if Jimmy Butler is hobbled or compromised or not available at all, well, then, yeah, you're going to need Jonathan, and you're going to need him to play better than he played. He played okay, but if you're going to beat Houston in Game 3 without Jimmy Butler and Kuminga's going to play 26 minutes, you're going to need him to be better than he was last night.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there's this. Thank you for texting in and listening. We appreciate it. Sure. The Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line 925. Steph Curry literally said that Kuminga will be needed whether Jimmy plays or not. So there's that. I mean, this is why I came at Steiny and Goo. What, like, do you guys not get what professionals say to a microphone? They're not going to rip their teammate. He's their teammate. Just because Steph said, yeah, no, I don't have any problem with the physicality in this series, doesn't mean that Steph doesn't have a problem with the physicality in the series. Steph is not going to come out and be like, well, we do need Jonathan if Jimmy can't play. But if Jimmy plays, we don't. They're like, that's not how you handle the media. These guys are seasoned pros. They're going to say whatever keeps them in their best position to succeed. Their best position to succeed is A, don't sound like you're whining and complaining. Don't let the Rockets see you sweat like that. And their best position is to keep Jonathan in as best of a positive frame of mind as they can through this situation, which is not easy.
And that's what Steve Kerr has said all along about Jonathan Kuminga. And Kuminga even said that himself in the post game. Like, he was asked about, how do you stay ready and what do you do to stay ready? And it's like, well, I go out there and I work, and I scrimmage when I can, and I play, and of course I stay ready, because you never know in this league. And Steve Kerr said it to us earlier in the week about Jonathan and staying ready, and they've imparted that message. And unfortunately, when Jimmy Butler gets hurt like that, now you need Jonathan Kuminga. And if you hadn't been preparing him and making sure that he was ready and staying ready and all the rest of it, well, then you've got no hope. But Kuminga clearly had been staying ready, and so when he got on the floor last night in the first quarter, he went out there and he was ready to go.
Let's take a quick call on this. I also want to let you know that there is maybe something interesting from Jimmy Butler's agent that we want to tell you about. We'll have that for you coming up next, but let's go to Art in Roseville. Hi, Art. Thanks for calling.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
Hey, how you doing? I was thinking about Kuminga and such a gifted athlete, you know, four seasons in, and he just displays a lack of situational awareness. You know, I mean, even though he's got this God's gifts of physical talent, you have other guys roll up in front of him, like GB2 or that kid Spencer last night, or Pods, or even like Ty Jerome for Cleveland. They always seem to be in the right place at the right time. They don't have to be directed. And I just feel that, it's sad to say, I feel like Kuminga doesn't have that. And I think that's what's killing him. So that's all I had to say. Thank you. You guys have a good day.
Art, thank you. Yeah, I look, that's part of it. He's still a 22-year-old player, still a little bit short on minutes, considering he's a lottery pick. And but also someone who has not picked up what some of the coaches have wanted him to do as quickly as they would like. I think both of those statements are fair.
It's not easy to do when you didn't have high school basketball and your only year after that was G League Ignite, which is kind of like an AAU plus experience where everyone's out there trying to get theirs and trying to make sure they get drafted. And if you do look at his draft class, I think he's 14th on the list in total minutes played. So he hasn't had the touches and the time that, by the way, number one on that list, Jalen Green.
Yeah, wow.
He's number one in the draft class in minutes played.
Number one.